light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم, is very beautifully reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ. Decorate your mahafil, your gatherings, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورُ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى alayhi wasallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another wonderful, exciting and lovely series and episode, wonderful series which is known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, as you all know very beautifully, the series The Light of Guidance refers to the beautiful deen of Islam, the religion of Allah Almighty, the religion of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And how wonderful it is that alhamdulillah we are believers, we are mu'mineen, we are muslimin. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon the teachings of Allah and His beloved and most noble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the teachings of Allah, the teachings of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, mashallah. Today's topic, subhanallah, will be regarding worship in youth, means worship in a young age, the worshipping of young people, subhanallah, the fadail, the excellences and the virtues of this, inshallah, we will be discussing today in today's wonderful episode. So my advice to you is please sit back, relax, enjoy, make sure everything is fine and be with us, inshallah, for our entire episode, our entire silsila. Inshallah, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make intentions such as that, inshallah azza wa jal, whatever I learn, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself. I will, inshallah azza wa jal, try and pass the message on to others as well. These kind of wonderful and beautiful intentions we can make, and then inshallah azza wa jal, we will see the benefits in this world and in the year after as well. And the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. To begin today's discussion and today's topic, we obviously do know that those who have been watching our silsila and our episodes, that we do ask a wonderful question to our viewers and our listeners. And at the end of the episode, we will then inshallah share the answer with everyone. The question for today, subhanallah, it's a bit of a tough question, and I don't think many of us will get this question right, the answer. The question is, who was Qarun to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam? How was he related to Musa alayhi salam? Was he related? Wasn't he related? What was his relationship with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? We all know Musa alayhi salam is a Nabi, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Qarun is the enemy of Allah, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, enemy of Islam as well. So Qarun, how was he related to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Yes, we all know they were in the same time, but there was some relationship between them. Before we begin our discussion, let's take a short break. We'll listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. And as soon as we return from this kalam, we will then carry on our discussion regarding worshipping in youth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After this short break. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habibullah, karam kijiye. Teri jabr ke did hogi, jab hi meri id hogi. Mere khwab روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت
تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں میرے گھر روشنی قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا
ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں
مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری ہر مصیبت دیکھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی، تمہاری ہر مصیبت دیکھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی، چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے،
غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی، شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی،
دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا،
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا، مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا،
اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے اجل جس وقت سر پر یا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی
میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے،
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے،
لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی، لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی، یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے، کرم کیجیے،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیکم یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ، ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ، سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل آئی وڈ سے دعائیہ اشعار اینڈ کلام ان دی کورٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، بیسیکلی استغاثہ اینڈ اے ندا، اے کالنگ to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for various things, you know, to remove difficulties, to protect us from different calamities, to protect us from different evils, from the evils of our society, the evils of our nafs, the evils of those around us, from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, the horrors of Jahannam. Allah, 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 Allah. And, you know, seeking this help from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be our mushkil kusha, our hajat rawa, means that personality who removes our difficulties, that personality who removes our calamities, our problems, everything. This is the sunnah of the Sahaba ikram, the sunnah of the Tabi'een, the Tawa Tabi'een, the Awliya Islam, and the great, great personalities of Islam. Alhamdulillah, this was their practice and their habit, I would say, that they would always make dua in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should remove the difficulties. That is why he is known as Dafiul Bala, Mushkil Kusha, Hajat Rawa. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Very beautifully, many of us do recite Durood Taj as well. Very lengthy Durood Sharif. And in there we have these words, you know, Dafiul Balai wal Wabai wal Qahdi wal Maradi wal Alam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And very beautifully, Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Ridwan, the Mujaddid of this Ummah, the Mujaddid of this time, one of the greatest revivers of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, the question was asked to him with regards to calling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Dafiul Bala and Hajat Rawa and Mushkil Kusha, Allah, 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 Allah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is that personality that, you know, if he wants, he can give you an answer in two words. If he wants, he can give you an answer in volumes and volumes and volumes. Allah, Allah. So this question was just this, that Sayyidi, you know, how is it to say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Mushkil Kusha, Hajat Rawa, Dafiul Bala, he removes calamities and difficulties. Allah, Allah. And in the answer, Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat wrote an entire book. A very wonderful and excellent book, you know, consisting of one preface, two big wholesome chapters, and the end, one khatima, which is called the conclusion of the entire discussion, an entire book by the name of Al-Amnu Wal-Ula. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat proved and mentioned from in the light of the Quranic ayat, in light of the ahadith, and many ayat, many ahadith, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat presented and proved that yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Dafiul Bala, he is the one who removes calamities, he is the one who helps people, he is the one who can solve your difficulties, he is Mushkil Kusha. And by calling my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Dafiul Bala, Mushkil Kusha, Hajat Rawa, there is, you know, no label of shirk or committing polytheism, and you are not associating anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Very beautifully, Ala Hazrat has explained this in detail. Subhanallah. That is why, you know, we always emphasize and say that come to the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, come to the proper Sunni ulama-i kiram of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they will give you the proper teachings of Islam. And what are the proper teachings of Islam? The proper teachings of Islam is not this which you learn from so-and-so Mulana on YouTube, on so-and-so Mulana on the social media, or from there, or you heard this clip, you heard that recording, you heard someone speaking this. No. That's not the proper teachings of Islam which you're learning today. The proper teachings of Islam is that which is dated right back to the Sahaba Ikram in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Alhamdulillah, you will only find Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah whose every action, you know, whether it's celebrating Miladun Nabi, whether it's celebrating the Urs of the Awliya Ikram, whether it's, you know, having Niyaz, having Langar, whether it's reciting Fatiha, having 40 days, having Isal Sawab Khatam, you know, reading Salami, all these kind of things, whatever Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is doing, did previously and will do, everything, Alhamdulillah, I'm talking about proper Sunni ulama-i kiram in the light of Shariat. You know, whatever action they are doing, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you will find it dated back to the time of the Sahaba-i kiram, the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the time of the Tabi'een. So Alhamdulillah, that is the proper teachings of Islam. So if you see that the Sahaba-i kiram used to recite Salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba-i kiram celebrated Miladun Nabi, the Sahaba-i kiram, you know, had these mahfils of Isal Sawab, and you know, today some Mulana on social media or in a clip or on the minbar, on the masjid, whatever, and he says, you know, no, this is labeled as shirk, or it's labeled as bid'ah, it's labeled as something which is haram, it's labeled something which you can't do, then you must know that this person is trying to divide you and take you away from the mainstream, because the mainstream is that which is coming right from the time of Nabi Sallam and the Sahaba Ikram up till today and will carry on until Qiyamah, and that is only the proper teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So come to the proper Sunni Ulama Ikram and they will teach you what is right, what is wrong, how this is right, how this is wrong, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In the end you will also say, Ahlus Sunnat ka hai beera, paar ashabi huzoor, najm hai اور ناو ہے اطرت رسول اللہ کی. سبحان اللہ, صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. These beautiful discussions, you do learn from people of ishq, people of muhabbat, people of love, and undoubtedly these are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, to begin today's discussion, as we all know, the discussion for today is developing this interest of ibadat, of worship in a young age, worshipping in youth. And this is a topic which needs to be discussed in today's age and time. We do have many youngsters around us, you know, our brothers, our sons, our siblings, they are young. And we need to have some motivation, we need to have that boost, we need to have that push, something which is going to, you know, pump our heart that, you know, we want to worship, we want to do something special. Subhanallah. So inshallah, a few things I would like to keep in front of you, and I would like to begin with this wonderful and very beautiful narration which is mentioned in Ar-Rawdul Faiq. Very beautiful, it is mentioned that a saint rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, I once saw a young man in a jungle far away from the populated areas, and that person was in a state that he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally deserted area, in a jungle, far away, no people, no shops, no buildings, nothing, alone, and he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the saint rahmatullah says that I went to him, I made salam to him, he replied to my salam. I asked him, oh young man, why are you here at such a deserted place? Viran jaga, a place where there is no one, nothing here, nothing to enjoy, nothing to look at, nothing to be with. Why are you in this deserted place? The person replied, and he said, Subhanallah. The saint asked, why are you in such a deserted place where you have no friend, no helper? So that person replied, a youngster, and he said, why not? By Allah Azza wa Jal, I do have a helper and a friend. Allah Allah. I asked, where are they? Where is your helper? Where is your friend? So the youngster replied, and he said, he has superiority over me with his respect. He is with me with his knowledge and intellect. He is in front of me with his instructions, and his blessing and dignity are on my right and left. Allah, 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 Allah. The saint said, when I heard this wonderful answer from this youngster, no, I was shocked. And this youngster would give me such a wonderful answer. So I humbly asked again, will you allow me to have your company? Can I have your sohbat? Can I be with you? This was the previous people, when they would see that somebody is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is moving towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing which would come to their mind is, can I have your sohbat? Can I have your company? Why? Because you are on that path and I'm very far away, but maybe if I associate, I relate, I attach myself to you, then inshallah I will also be amongst those, you know, who are moving towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person asked, and he said, I asked this youngster that, you know, if you have ijazat, if it's your permission, can I have your company? The person, that youngster, humbly said, your company will make me heedless of my worship, and I do not like this. Because the king of the earth from the east to the west is sufficient for me. I asked, do you not feel afraid in this lonely place? Is tanha viran jagah mein khauf nahi aata? Don't you have this fear in your heart that you are alone here, there is no one here, no nothing, anything can happen, anything can come, anyone can come? Allah, 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 Allah. He replied, one whose friend and companion is Allah Azza wa Jal, so how will he be afraid? I asked, from where did you get food to eat? He replied, when I was very young, through his blessings, he provided me with food inside the dark womb of my mother. And now that I have grown up, will he not take care of me? Kya wo mera khayal nahi rakhega? Won't he take care of me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me food, gave me my whatever I needed to have, gave me my risk, my sustenance, whilst I was in the dark womb of my mother. Now I'm already grown up, I'm no longer in the dark womb. Do you think Allah ta'ala will not give me risk? Do you think he will not give me anything? Allah, 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 Allah. He has a fixed amount of sustenance for me, and its time is also written. Subhanallah. This person said, I then requested him to make dua. That youngster made dua for me in these words, may Allah Azza wa Jal protect your eyes from his disobedience. Allah Allah. May Allah protect your eyes from his disobedience. Fill your heart with his fear. Not make you from amongst those who become heedless with being occupied with other than him. These three duas he made. Thereafter he stood up to leave. So I humbly asked, oh my brother, when will we meet again? Subhanallah, he said smilingly, I will not meet you in this world after today. However, on the day of judgment, when all the people are gathered, if you want to meet me, you will find me amongst those who will have didare ilahi, those who will have the blessed sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I asked, the saint said, I asked that youngster, how have you learned? How do you know you will have didare of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, by his respect, through his virtue, I have learned because I have prevented my eyes from looking at haram things and my nafs from satisfying the desires and have adopted loneliness in the dark nights for his ibadat, for his worship. I am hopeful that he will be pleased with me and in return for this, he will let me have his sight. He will let me have the opportunity of making didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The saint then says that young man then disappeared and never met me again. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, subhanallah. Before we discuss the beautiful lessons which we can learn from this incident, very beautiful points there is, especially for our youngsters, very beautiful couplet written by Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadiri Razavi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong his life, grant him a healthy, happy, long life, so he may continue benefiting us with his wonderful words of wisdom. He's a fountain of knowledge, and may we also be able to pluck the fruits of benefits from his personality, inshallah. Azawajal. These few beautiful ash'ar, one beautiful shair I would like to recite. Let's all recite together. Very beautifully he says,
رہو مست بے خود میں تیری ولا میں.
This is a dua which you must make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says,
رہو مست بے خود میں تیری ولا میں پلا جام ایسا پلایا الہی پلا جام ایسا پلایا الہی.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. The translation of this, the summary of which will be that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may I be drowned in your love. May I be, you know, deeply engrossed in your love. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me that, you know, in other words, give me that taste, yeah, in which, you know, once I have the taste and I drink it, you know, I am drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's how I should spend my entire life and my entire zindagani. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the beautiful lessons which we learn from this incident, first and foremost, this person who was in a jungle, in a, you know, viran jaga, deserted area, he wasn't a very elderly person, he wasn't an old person, he wasn't a person with a stick, he wasn't a person who was fed up from his people of the house, he wasn't a person, you know, who was fed up of his business and he came there. No. He was a youngster who came there only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very beautiful lessons we learn from his beautiful words of wisdom. That I protect my eyes from haram. So I have yaqeen inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will grant me his didar on the day of qiyamah. I mean, I am protecting my eyes from filth. I am protecting my eyes from dirty things. I am protecting my eyes from, you know, vulgar and illicit things. So my yaqeen is inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will inshallah grant me his didar on the day of qiyamah. And if that happens, then subhanallah, what a great fortune that person will have on the day of Qiyamah. So the lesson you get from this is, the youngsters especially, the lesson is that this protection of the eyesight is a necessity for everyone, but particularly for the youngsters. Because that's the age where, you know, the blood is hot, person wants to move, person wants to go around, person wants to do everything possible, whatever is within his reach, he wants to do it, and not within his reach, he'll bring it within his reach and then do it. So a person wants to do every sort of nonsense thing, but Allah, 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 Islam telling you that at that time you must control your eyes. At that time he must control your sight. SubhanAllah. And the second nasihat he gave, from amongst the many nasihat which he gave, one was that, you know, I control my nafs, my inner self. My nafs wants me to do these filthy actions, these wrong things, these bad things. But no. I want to control my nafs. My nafs is telling me, swear this person. I am saying, no, I'm not going to swear him. My nafs is telling me, he broke your heart, you also break his heart. I say, no, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to go against my nafs. Huh? My nafs is saying, you know, leave the salah, no problem, you'll make qaza later on. I will say, no, I'm going to perform the salah now. My nafs is saying, hey, it's so cold outside, why you want to leave your bed? We'll perform fajr salah, we'll make qaza later on. I say, no, I want to go and perform salah now. And also, nafs is telling you to do all those things. You know, find a side way, leave it now, do it later, you'll have time later. Now it's time to enjoy. And you say, no, I want to do it now. Why? My nafs is telling me to do it. I want to go against my nafs. My nafs is saying, no, don't do this. I will do it just to go against my nafs. I will show my nafs that I can overpower him. I said, by Allah, that is the person who is strong. A strong person is not that person who can beat a person in a matchup. The strong person is that person who can lift his blanket at the time of Fajr. The strong person is that person who can wake up for Fajr. The strong person is that person who can control his anger. The strong person is that person who can control what he is speaking. The strong person is that person who can control his eyesight. If you can't do any of these things, yes, you can go to the gym, you can do everything. But by Allah, you are not a strong person. The strong person is only that person who controls his nafs and molds his nafs, you know, and controls it in such a way that every time he is trying to worship and do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the lessons we learn from this beautiful narration. And Sayyidi wa Mawlana Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, very beautifully he mentions in Miratul Manaji, he says, health, youth, wealth and life should never be wasted. Your health shouldn't be wasted, your youth shouldn't be wasted, your wealth shouldn't be wasted, your life shouldn't be wasted. These four things are so important. He says, perform good deeds when you have these things, as they are the blessings, and do not return. Once your health goes, you become sick, you have problems one after the other, it's not going to come back. Once Javani is gone, your youth is gone, it's not going to come back. Once your wealth is gone, it's not going to come back. Once your life is gone, by Allah, there is no coming back. So these four things you are not going to get again. Then he further says that after spending one's youth in sports and entertainments, when parts of the body become useless in old age, then having a desire for abundant worship now is foolishness. Huh? You wasted your youth, you did everything, you enjoy your every moment according to you. Now when your body parts are breaking, this part is spinning, this part is aching, now you want to do lots of ibadat, now you are a fool. Arey, waqt khatam ho gaya, waqt nikal gaya, your time is gone. Now you can't do anything. Even if you want to, you can't stand and perform salah. Even if you want to, you can't perform ruku. Even if you want to, you can't go down for sajda properly. Even if you want to, you can't keep a fast according to your situation. So the time is gone. Now you can't do anything. Now the only thing you can do is pachtava and regret. And Allah, 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 Allah. The moment you have that regret, and by Allah, that regret is going to penetrate into your hearts. So he says, whatever act has to be performed should be performed in youth, because a young righteous man has a great status. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, very beautifully, Mufti Azma Hind Murana Mustafa Raza Khan, he mentions a few words and he says that, you know, these are the days when you are young. This is the time where you must go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time where you must do whatever possible. And very beautifully he says, and I feel everyone should recite together. Very beautifully he says,
Riyazat ke yahi din hai budhape mein kaha himmat.
He says, these are the days where a person should do these practices. He should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should do everything. Riyazat ke yahi din hai budhape mein kaha himmat. Once you reach that old age, you're elderly, you're old, now how are you going to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then furthermore, he says,
Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo, abhi noori jawa tum ho. Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo, abhi noori jawa tum ho.
He says, whatever you want to do, do it now. O Nuri, O Mustafa Raza, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the time. Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo. Whatever you want to do it now. Abhi nuri jawan tum ho. Now you are young. Now you are vibrant. Now you have that energy in you. So do it now. Now say, I want to bring a change. I want to have that inqilab. I want to bring that changing in my life, in my lifestyle. By Allah, tomorrow you won't regret it. Kal pachtawa nahi hoga. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is, you know, the teaching which we learn from this beautiful incident, and very beautifully, a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, very authentic book of hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, a person will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Number one, in which activities was life spent? Number two, in which activities was one's youth spent? Number three, from where was wealth earned? Number four, where was it spent? And number five, to what extent was knowledge practiced upon? These five questions will be asked to you on the day of Qiyamah. Do we have the answers for these questions? How did we spend our youth? I spend my youth by playing games. I spend my youth watching films and dramas. I spend my youth, you know, doing every sort of filthy activity. I spend my youth going and partying. I spend my youth doing filthy activities. That's how I spend my youth. Is this the answer you're going to give on the day of Qiyamah? Where you earned your wealth? I earn my wealth through gambling. I earn my wealth through haram means. I earn my wealth through this and bribery and this and all sorts of filthy activities. I didn't earn my wealth. How did you spend my wealth? I spend my wealth on haram things. I spend my wealth on gambling. I spend my wealth on those things which I wasn't supposed to spend my wealth on. I spend my wealth on alcohol. I spend my wealth on filthy activities. Are these the answers you're going to give on the day of Qiyamah? By Allah, on that day, you won't have any answer to give. So this is the time where you need to bring the change in you to prepare for those questions which are going to be asked to you on the day of Qiyamah. And besides this, there are many hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah we will discuss them. But time is also moving towards the conclusion of today's episode in Silsila, and the discussion is so beautiful that we don't feel like closing it off. But inshallah we'll take a short break, inshallah, listen to a few Madani pearls, Madani flowers, and as soon as we return, inshallah, we will then carry on our discussion regarding the excellence of worshipping in a young age, in youth. Subhanallah. Salli wa al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Respecting Yusuf Manishim, there is a famous account in Quran regarding the prostration of the angels before Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas Iblis La'in did not prostrate before Sayyidina Adam. Ulama have mentioned a very fine and beautiful point here, and they've said that angels, they acted upon the divine command without any hesitation and prostrated to Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Shaitan attempted to use his intellect and considered the command to be contrary to logic and reason. Allahu Akbar. So from this we learn that it is advisable to follow the way of angels and to act upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, because we've got a limited intellect. Sometimes we cannot understand the wisdom and logic and reasoning behind the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we use our own intellect the way Shaitan did, there's a possibility that we can be misguided. The reason is we are weak. We have not a perfect intellect. It is not that there is no reason or wisdom or logic behind the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the weakness of our intellect which cannot comprehend that. So it's always a good idea to just say labbaik upon each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to act upon whether you understand it or you don't understand it, whether you know the logic or you don't know the logic, whether you know the wisdom behind it or you do not know that. And alhamdulillah, ulama have mentioned many reasons behind so many forms of worships and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, if you do not know it, just think it is the weakness of your intellect. But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and we should follow it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله ما شاء الله. Welcome back to our wonderful episode, wonderful silsila, and alhamdulillah, the beautiful discussion is taking place with regards to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age, in youth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, Zawajal, a few more narrations I have to put in front of you, and then inshallah we'll move towards the conclusion of our silsila today. Very beautifully, a wonderful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam present in At-Targhib fi Fadailul A'mal. A young man performing worship, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a young man performing worship in his youth is superior to an old man worshipping in the old age. How superior? As Mursaleen alayhim salatu was salam are superior to all the prophets. Yes, we have Nabi and we have Rasul. And a Rasul is superior than a Nabi. Because a Rasul brings his own Sharia and Nabi doesn't bring his own Sharia. And this is a technical discussion, inshallah, when we have time in some time, we will go into the detail of this. But you must know that a Rasul has a higher rank and martaba than a Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rasul, and obviously he is a Nabi. Whoever is a Rasul will definitely be a Nabi, but not necessarily that every Nabi is also a Rasul. No. Because a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not necessary that he brought his own Shariat. But a Rasul, he brings his own Sharia, and obviously he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Rasul has a higher rank than a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, very beautiful narration mentioned in Kanzul Ummal Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a young man who gives up the pleasure and luxuries of the world and advances towards the obedience of Allah azza wa jal, the ita'at of Allah azza wa jal, then Allah azza wa jal will grant him the reward equivalent to 72 siddiqeen. 72 siddiqeen rewards Allah ta'ala will grant it to him. Why? What did he do? The only thing he did was he left his pleasure and his luxuries of this world just to move towards the ibadat, the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions also in Kanzul Ma'al Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions from the creation, Allah azza wa jal loves most that delightful young man, that young person who spends his youth and beauty in worshipping Allah azza wa jal, taking pride in him in front of the angels. Allah azza wa jal says, he is my real bondsman. He is my banda. Ye hai mera banda. How special it is that Allah ta'ala says that he is my banda. He is my bondsman. Yes, all of us are Abdullah. All of us are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We are proud of that. But how special it is if Allah ta'ala says that he is my banda, he is my bondsman. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another beautiful narration mentioned in Hilatul Awliya that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, indeed, Allah azza wa jal loves such a person who has devoted his youth to obeying the Almighty. Allah, Allah, Allah. So these are the wonderful narrations of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides this, believe me, you, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ahadith and fadail and excellences and words from the pious buzurgan deen and saints with regards to worshipping Allah ta'ala in the youth, in the young age. So these few, I think, are enough. Those that are listening to me, the youngsters, the viewers, the listeners of Madani channel, this much is enough for you to give you an understanding, to open up your mind, and let's see how much excellence there is. The old people are also the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are also the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala loves you more, because you are in that prime time, you are in that middle age, you are in that main age, Allah ta'ala loves you. You go towards him, you perform nafil salah, you perform fard, you perform sunnah, you perform witr. Allah ta'ala loves that more than that old person who is performing nafil, that old person who is performing nafil, fard, wajib, sunnah, whatever it is. Yes, it is accepted in the court of Allah, but Allah ta'ala loves your actions more. So these are the few discussions, and there are many more discussions with regards to the preparation. We'd like to give the answer to today's wonderful question. And the question for today, G, was who was Qarun to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam? Means how was he related to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam? Very beautifully, the answer is he was the cousin of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Subhanallah, the son of the uncle of the Musa alayhi salam, which means he was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. This is the beautiful lesson which we learn and the beautiful answer we learn from today's discussion, inshallah. We hope that Allah Ta'ala enables us to act upon whatever we have discussed today. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. Remain positive, inshallah, azza wa jal. Keep us all in your duas. Till we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.